Amen.
I am going that way.
Yes.
I believe that as we are on the path of righteousness, that we can truly say that our God, He has made a way, and we are on that way. And as the scriptures teach us, that we can have a home in heaven if we would remain faithful unto death. On this morning, as we come together, we talk about the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. As we think about peace, many of us long to have it. Many of us strive to promote it. Mm-hmm. And many of us just can't see it. And the reason that we cannot see it is because of the things in which we participate in this old life. The way we carry ourselves, our attitude about many different things. But the gospel of peace has been made known unto men, and it is for men to have. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. This is what brings us together, the gospel of peace. This is what satisfies us in our relationship with God, is the gospel of peace. Jesus brought this about. And remember His words, that He did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
All right.
But yet, Jesus still came to bring peace. The Bible teaches us the reason for Him coming. He came to save His people from their sins. He came to seek and to save those that were lost. Because He is the Prince of Peace. You know, many people look up to someone when they have some type of status quo in this old world. Jesus was not of this world. He was of His Father, which is in heaven.
Okay.
And still to this day, He is still of His Father. He is yet alive, but He is still of His Father. He's the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah chapter 9 and the verses 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and the verses 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
You know, when we see different names that our Lord is called, we can call Him by any of those names. He will acknowledge you.
Amen.
According to His Word. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. You see how through peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, peace came? When He was on that cross, He could have came down from there. He could have called a host of angels to come to His rescue. But being the Prince of Peace, He stayed on that cross because He knew that this is what the Father wanted Him to do.
Amen.
He knew that in order for us to have peace, He had to die on the cross of Calvary. And yes, we can have peace if we will follow the way, because Jesus is that way.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, "And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest. But thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from an high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." This is why our Savior came. To show us the way, to guide us in that way. And there are many people that want to refuse what Jesus came to do. There are many people that want to refuse who Jesus Christ is. But the Bible teaches us that He is the way. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the one that's going to show us how to get out of the situations in which we've gotten ourselves into because of the sin in which we have committed. He gave His life. And going back up to verse 77, "to give knowledge of salvation unto His people by the remission of their sins." Those of you that do not have peace in your life, I want you to think about it just for a moment. I want you to think about why your life is upside down, why things seem not ever to go right in your life. Are you a child of God? Have you had your sins washed away? Have you repented and been baptized for the remission of sins, accepting the reason why Jesus Christ came? If not, why not?
All right.
He came to offer peace and goodwill to men. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. "And there were in the same country shepherds," the Bible teaches us, "abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ, the Lord." He said, born to you this day. "And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Understanding why Jesus came. Understanding why, even being a baby, He still brought peace in the lives of men. Have not been crucified yet, but yet men still lived in peace because they understood that God said that this would come to pass. And it did. Accepting that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the Almighty. He is God in the flesh. Peace the world cannot give. You know, I want us to get a real good hold on this one. Peace that the world cannot give. If the world cannot give it, the world cannot take it from you. Now, many people allow people every day to make their day. Don't allow that to happen. Jesus is the one that gives you this peace, and if Jesus gives it to you, no man can take it away from you. John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He said, believe in me. Believe in the Father. Believe in what I have to offer. And accept it. That's the thing. I believe in God. He You know, I know that He can do these things, but why don't you accept it? Why don't you follow His way? Why don't you understand what He wants you to do and do those things before it is too late? Peace in the midst of tribulation. Lord, I just can't seem to find any peace. Lord, there's so much going on in my life that I can't sleep at night. Lord, I cannot face my friends because of all the problems that I'm having. Do you have Jesus in your life? Are you waking up in the morning and you're thanking Him for all that He allowed you to do on the day before and that night, like laying down and protecting you? Or are you thanking Him for those things? Through tribulation, we can have peace. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, where is Jesus? He is there with them, talking with them. He said, I have overcome the world. And through me, you can have peace. They have been walking with Him. They have been talking with Him. They had been eating with Him. They had been with Him. And I want us to understand today we are not there with Him face to face, but we are with Him in a spiritual matter. And we can have peace during tribulation. Many people don't want it. They just want someone to feel sorry for them. They want someone to throw a pity party with them. Don't invite me. Jesus gives us peace, and I want to accept that peace. And when I'm having problems, I know that I can have peace through those problems. And I really don't like to call them problems, I like to call them situations. I can work my way through a situation better than I can a problem. And you go look it up, you say it means the same thing. Well, I just like situation, I just like the way it sounds. Tribulations, we're going to have them, but we can work our way through them with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36, God, now He preaches peace through Him. Through whom? Jesus Christ. And we have to preach this message. We have to preach it that men can have peace in order for them to know that I can face tomorrow because of who Jesus Christ is. I can face tomorrow because I am one of His children. I can face tomorrow because I know that He'll help me through whatever situation I'm in. Amen. All we have to do is depend on Him. Acts chapter 10, verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. Lord of all. John came preaching. Jesus came preaching. All right. Peter followed up with preaching. And we're supposed to preach today. All about peace. You say, well, that's some subjects that we talk about that don't even seem to have anything to do with peace. Quit sinning and watch how much peace you have. Start living for God and see how much peace you have. Jesus offers it. You know, we sometimes like for people to offer us stuff. You're sitting there and a man is eating dinner and you're in the other room. You want him to call you in there and offer you some of that food. Jesus offers us something better than food. He offers us peace. And all we have to do is accept it. The invitation has already been given. All we need to do is get up and accept it with God through justification. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 1. This is how Jesus offers us peace. He's not doing anything apart from God. He's doing everything that the Father wants Him to do. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Cannot have peace with God if you don't do what the Son says. We need to understand that. Because there are so many people are saying, you know, I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in God. I don't believe in the Spirit, but I believe in God. You cannot have peace like that. You have to believe in all three. Again, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, all I have to do is have faith. Faith in what? faith in what? You have to have faith in God. You have to have faith in His Word. You have to have faith in His Son. You have to have faith in the Spirit. Again, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot have this peace outside of Christ.
That's right.
And we see here in this next verse is that with the Jew and the Gentile through reconciliation, he brought both of them together. And as He brought both of them together, He made it available for both of them. He offered peace unto both races of people, both nations, to be part of His family. See, it's good to live at peace with those across the waters. But it's even better to live at peace with your neighbor. The man that's right down the street from you, the one that you don't want to speak to. You need to have peace with him because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. He came in order to break down that middle wall of partition, to bring the Jew and the Gentile together, but not only the Jew and the Gentile, which we know that we are of the Gentile, but to make us understand that we should get along with whatever people we come in contact with. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in the flesh under enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make to Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For the church, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Think about it. At one time, the Jews, they had access to the Father through the priests. The Gentiles didn't even have access to Him. But now, both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Both. We don't have to go through anybody. We go to the Father through the Son, because this is what Jesus has offered us. He has given us a way to communicate with God. And we need to accept that. We don't have to go behind a curtain and ask somebody to pray for us. We pray for ourselves. We have this blessing through the reconciliation that our Lord has offered to us, and we need to accept it. But oneself through prayer, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How is this available? How is this thing going to happen? See, some things we'll never know, but we have to trust. Lord, I went to bed last night and I had so much going on in my life on yesterday, but I prayed before I went to sleep and I woke up this morning with a new outlook on life.
Amen.
A new outlook on life. You know what we should thank God for? We should thank God for the power of prayer.
Amen.
We should thank God for giving us the right to pray to Him, to talk to Him. Just thank Him for that, if you don't thank Him for anything else today. But there's plenty to be thankful for. In Colossians chapter 3, the verses 15. Colossians chapter 3 and the verses 15. And let the peace of our God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Lord, thank you, Lord, for letting us realize and understand that those people that live over there, they can be my family. They can be my brothers. They can be my sisters. Thank you, Lord. All they have to do, because we have already done it, is put Christ on through the water of baptism. And then we are family. We're one. We're doing what He wants us to do. We're being the people that He wants us to do. And being, we can have peace. Again, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Family, everywhere we go. Why? Because Jesus has offered it to us, and we have accepted it. And we need to continue to do what is right. Now here's the hard one for us. This is hard. You mean to tell me we're in the same family, but I got to get along with you? Yes. Why? Because God said so. Because God said so. You don't have to like me, but guess what? You have to love me. You have to love me. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 11. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one on another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Peter said a lot right here. And it would do us all well to grasp and hold and put into practice what he saith. Be of one mind. Love as brothers. Love as brothers. Now you say, well, you know, I don't even get along with my immediate family. That's not going to get along with you, church people. Hard to do. He said this about me. She talked bad about me. She did this and he did that. And I'm going to get them back regardless. Regardless of what the Word says. You're going to get them back? The Bible said don't do that. It said do not render evil for evil. Nor when they speak something bad about you, you don't speak anything bad about them. You don't allow yourself sometime to be put in a different place. When they say something bad about you, just look at them, smile, and say, you know, I love you. And see how they react. See how they react. When they do something bad to you, and they done called you up on the phone, and they done gave you every word that you know, long a time ago, quit using. You hear what I said now, right? I didn't say you forgot them, but you quit using them a long time ago. Send them a card. Send them a card. And tell them how much you really appreciate them for letting you realize how good God has been to you. Right. Try that. Love the brothers. Now this is the brothers now that's calling you and talking bad to you. This is the brothers now that's saying bad things to your face. But tell them you love them anyway. Right. Send them a card just to let them know I'm still praying for you.
All right.
Try it. You just might what? You just might like it. With churches guided by God, Jesus offers peace. You know, we pray for our elders quite often here. Amen. And we pray for them because we want to have peace. We want their jobs to be easy. Jesus says, you can have it. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, in the verses 33. 1 Corinthians 14, the verses 33. For God is not the author of confusion, by no means, but of peace, as in the churches of the saints. There He is, God, the author of peace. Why do y'all do what you do? Because we have scripture for it.
Amen.
We're guided by God. You know, you sing with no instruments of music. Why? Because the Scriptures don't say that we can. Well, they don't say you can either. Okay, well, we're just going to leave it alone. Why do you all take the communion every first day of the week? Because they partook the communion upon the first day in the Bible. So that's why. But let's just quit doing it like that. You want the church to continue to be guided by God? You'll continue to do what the Bible says. You give up on the first day of the week. Why? Because the Bible says, lay by in store. When? Upon the first day of the week. Why do you pray? Because the Bible says, pray. Why do you sing? The Bible says, sing. Why do you preach? The Bible says, preach. You know, we go and we look at it and we do what the Bible says because Jesus has offered us peace. Amen. You want peace in your home? You do what the Bible says. Amen. Husbands will love their wives. Wives will submit unto their husbands. Children will obey their parents. You have peace in the home. Want peace in the church? You do what God says. Want peace on your job? You go to your job and you'll do what your boss man tells you to do, unless it's something that go against the rules of that job and go against God's word. Yeah. You want peace? You can have peace. What about with enemies? Do you have any enemies, Brother Brian? I guess I asked him the wrong question. Are you the enemy of anybody, Brother Brian? Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. If so, pray for. But we got some people that may not actually see them as our enemy, but guess what? They are our enemy. They are our enemy. Pray for. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for them. Love your enemies. Love them. Wow. That's hard. No, that's Bible. Love your enemies. And then last, Romans chapter 12. Scripture reading. Brother Gabe read it earlier. We're going to read it one more time. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 21. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 21. You know, it's important that we realize what the Scriptures teach us. And that we start practicing what we read, putting them into practice, the things in which we say, because God will be very pleased with us. He says here again in verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I believe we need to go back and look at this verse one more time. If it be possible. Now, when we start talking about if it be possible, well, what if I can't get along with him? You need to separate yourself away from it. You need to separate yourself away from her. You do what it is in your power to have peace. Some men just don't want to have peace. Some people always want to keep things stirred up. You know, when we have some men out there that always want to keep something going on. They're just not satisfied with things being quiet. You know, a baby is sleeping. Let me go ahead and wake up the baby. Let the baby sleep. The dog is laying on the porch and you walk up to the door and you kick the dog before you go in. Why? Leave things alone. You know, when something is working, you don't try to fix it. You know, I had a brother that used to say, you know, I learned how to work on things by tearing up things. And when he fixed something, it worked for a while. But if he would have left it alone, it would have worked for a longer period of time. So if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Therefore, if thine enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. If he is... Wait, let me back up. Let me stop right there. You don't have any enemy, so you don't have to worry about feeding nobody. There's a man that comes to your door that you've been fighting with for years, and he says, I need something to eat. Now, you've been fighting with him for years. You want a friend? Feed him. He'll become your friend. Why? Because he's fighting with everybody on that street, not just with you. And everybody else has turned him down, but you feed him. He is your friend. You know what everybody else is going to do now? Everybody else is going to talk about you for becoming his friend. They too want to be your friend now. You do what is right. Bible says, again, therefore, if thine enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Man, I shouldn't have treated Brother Butch so bad. He's not such a bad fella. He's good. He done gave me something to eat. You know, making you feel bad about what you have done now. But the Butch has always done the right thing. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's what it's all about. Jesus overcame evil with good. He stayed up on that cross. He gave his life. He died. He was buried. And he raised up on the third day to ascend into heaven so that we could have a right to the tree of life. So that we could have peace in our lives. Not just one day, but every day as we walk about and as we live for Him. If you do not have peace on this morning, and the reason you don't have peace is because you don't have Christ, why don't you put Him on this morning in the watery grave of baptism? The Bible says that so many of us has been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. We have peace. All you got to do is come forth and make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Have your sins washed away and then live a life that is pleasing unto Him in order to have this peace. Maybe you're straight away from the fold and your life is upside down, but you're ready to get back on your feet now. The invitation is yours as well to come forward, confess your faults, repent of your sins, ask the church to pray for you, and then start living a life of peace once again. If you're here in your subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.